Well, let me see. And they were afraid. I sure hope the day comes quickly when I can walk into this tabernacle with this select, preserved people. And they will come up to the standard that we set before them. Because you fall right back, is it? You know you should not be looking at me like that. Because it's an accusing look. It's a judging look. You should be looking for Jesus. Yeah. Always after that. There was a time on earth when in the book of heaven an old account was standing. For sins yet unforgiven, my name was at the top, and many things below, I went unto the keeper and settled it long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago, and the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away. When the old account was settled long ago, the old account was large, growing every day, for I was always sinning. I never tried to pay. But when I looked ahead and saw such pain and woe, I said that I would settle. I settled long ago when in that happy home, my Savior home above, I'll sing redemption's story. And I'll praise him for his love. I'll not forget that book with pages white as snow, because I came and settled. And settled long ago. Oh, sinner, trust the Lord. Why won't you let me sing it? Why won't you let me sing it? What are you, drown me out with your shouts? When you ought to shout, you don't, when you should. You probably haven't heard that song for years. Lord, open me up with that one this morning. See, you people, it's amazing, it's astonishing, it's shocking, it's startling, it's frightening how little we understand what time it is. And that's all that's been propagated for this ministry. Time. 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 And in the last 3 years since I've been on probation, I didn't know he was on the air. You know, even when I was in prison, I was on the air. But you didn't hear me. The way you folk respond to me is absolutely almost blasphemy. I should not have to keep coming into this hall here or into my kitchen and rebuking you constantly. You should have it settled. Are you in the right place? Are you hitting the right preacher? Did you hear the right message? That ought to be settled. Amen. that far away look in your face, uncertainty. Now, I quoted to you when I stood up here, and somebody should go quickly and get it because you heard me say it, and they were afraid. And they were afraid.
Hallelujah.
And every one of you should know immediately, after as many times as we brought this scripture out. But no. No. You don't pay no attention to a time. You want me to start it out for you? And he set his face towards Jerusalem. For years and years, on the Overcomer broadcast, the one you are listening to now, the one that you think went off the air, the one that you think that they shut down. No, the only one that shut me down was you. You're sitting out there, and you're on the air. You're the one that shut me down. You shut your ears. You.
Jesus.
David, shall you respond? And all the time I talk about how miraculous. Over and over again. Not only have you heard about me, but you see me day by day. And look at the way you look at me. You go back again to the book. You know the book. You know, it's written.
Hallelujah.
What for went you out to see?
My Lord.
John the Baptist. Here come the religious folk.
Glory.
So Jesus stepped up on the scene and said, hey, remember that guy that showed up on the scene here a little while ago before I got here? Remember him? So, what did you want to see? What were you looking for? What a phenomenon he was, huh? Even the wording I use, and you folks sit there and it doesn't seem to move you. Yeah, phenomenon.
Amen.
Shocking.
Glory.
Well, can you explain it to us? I've done that too. One day, after being prepared for 40 years.
Hallelujah. Glory.
John was about 40 years old. Where do you get that from? I never forget one time I was talking about world events. And the Wall Street Journal, I said, I repeat, I reiterate, the Wall Street Journal.
Amen.
I repeat, I reiterate, the Wall Street Journal. The other day I mentioned how the head of the BBC, the top dog from over in England, came all the way across the Atlantic, flew into Savannah, drove all the way up here to talk to me.
Amen.
The head of the BBC. What a phenomenon.
Amen.
I was sitting in the radio one day, and all of a sudden the facts began to run. And on that fact was a note from a man who was living in Washington, working with the government. He said, my task is to monitor your program. Me?
Right.
And he sent me a fax with every word that I'd spoken in the last hour.
Amen.
And there you sit.
Right.
Huh? Well, brother, it's what we heard about you. What did you hear about Jesus? Would you like me to say what you heard about Jesus? He became sin. He became sin. He was guilty of every sin that every man ever committed.
Glory.
glutton, wine bibber, whoremonger, prostitution. Yeah. He became sin. Yeah, yours is included. And he settled it long ago. Before he was born. Before you were born. He settled it. Long ago. Long ago. Somebody. Guy in Acts chapter 3 couldn't walk. Up walks Peter. Why? You should be, for word, you should be able to pick that right up. You see, you have to look for it. I didn't ask you to read. Will you please do like I taught you? Will you please? I taught you when to read, what to look for, and I'll say read. Please do what I instruct you. Then these folk out there won't have to hear me rebuking you. You're always browbeating them. Come on. If we would just do as God taught us and follow His example. See, look, now you do. Now you're pulling back. I didn't even have to say that to you. We are leaders. So what you do is follow the leader. You know, I say so many things. I don't mind helping any of you. But the way you people expect us to do, it doesn't faze you. Oh, they're rejoicing now. Somebody said to me the other day, you're putting all that money on the radio? What a waste of money. He said, how come you haven't helped the Red Cross? How come you haven't taken your money and helped food for children? How come you haven't done this? And I would scream at him, man, I've given millions. God gave those millions to me. Tell them what I gave you yesterday and what I still owe. You walked right up to me just like, praise the Lord, here I am now. See? Now, I don't mind doing that, but the attitude, the way we do it, God doesn't owe you anything. He paid the price. Maybe I ought to go back and find that old song, How Much I Owe. How much I owe. Nothing. The old account was settled. But I do owe him gratitude. I do owe him love because he loved us. The way you folk, I'm here now, you know, this is the easiest place in the world to live. Well, I help pull weeds, why not? I help pull it, why not? I told you a long time ago, this is not a retirement home. This is not an old folks home. This is not an unemployment place. We're here to work out our salvation. Well, what does work in the field have to do with our salvation? Go ask Ruth about that. Go ask Ruth about gleaning in the field. Say you don't even know the scriptures. You don't apply none of them to your circumstances. For Jesus brought me out. Yeah, he brought you out of Atlanta. He brought you out of Charlotte. He brought you out of the stupid life you were living in. Yeah. Not only brought you out, he brought you up. Brought you from, boy, and you were living for God before you came here. Sure you were. But God set you free from a man who, a deceiver, a liar, a cheat. Yeah, Dave. Yeah. See, just as soon as I start mentioning somebody, someone who lived here, huh? You know why you do that? Because you say, boy, that's just the way you're going to talk about me. Absolutely. 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 If we ever send you back to Atlanta, we'll talk about you. If we ever run you off these grounds, we'll talk about you. We'll use you for an example. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to keep on talking about the day you come storming back to me like a fool. And she actually scared all our own people. We didn't know how to handle you. She did that. And you. Shame on you. I speak to your shame.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, the old account was settled, but you still want to demand payment, don't you? You think God owes you something?
No.
My name was at the top and growing every day. And I went right on living. Never thought about paying. But you're going to pay. You are going to pay. Well, I've been here 20 years. Isn't that something? You're going to pay. For God sent you a prophet. Little widow woman. You better pay, woman. Make me a cake first. Because she did that, when the little son died, she rose up. So now you folks listening out there, you wise guys, you smart alex, why don't you get the book and become Berean? Why'd you do it? Why don't you folks read that book you hold in your hand? Mystery book, ain't it? Mystery. Got you pegged. Every thought, every word, every deed, and it's a record. A record. Man's going to give an account of every word, thought, deed, and that old count. Somebody! The other day they turned a man out of prison who was put there for 15 or 20 years. For a murder he just didn't do. We have a lot of folk in prison for things they didn't do. The law is not fair. There's no justice in the administration of the law. Boy, I just said it. There is no justice. But you have received justice. You have been justified. My God, folks. The man was set free because they presented the case to a district attorney and said this was not right. Took it back into court. He wasn't guilty of anything. For 17 years. You're free to go. He said, Judge, I'm not going to go that way. I want my name cleared. You take me back in court again. You. I want you guys to realize you. That's all God's saying. I want my name cleared. The name of God is blasphemed among the Christian church. Blasphemed because of. Hey, you blasphemers!
Hallelujah!
Call a man sin.
Hallelujah!
Use his humanity against him. You damn fools! Everybody knows there's none righteous.
Hallelujah!
All flesh is corrupted, polluted. Wash it up, shine it up. Put the perfumes on it. Stink it up, smell it up. And you still stink. Oh, they're not going to do it, are they? The man refused to take. No, I want my name cleared. I didn't do it. You prosecuted me wrong. In fact, there were witnesses to this guy that he couldn't have done it because he was in Florida. And the witnesses were policemen. He said he couldn't have done that crime. He was with me. They just. How many times do we accuse each other? Huh? Just a few days ago, I brought that story up where Jesus said, "What's that to you? You follow me. If I will, he tarry. If he never died, that's between me and him. What's that to you? I got to deal with you too. You follow me and I'll get you into the kingdom." But she ain't doing it. Hey, what's that to you? Can't talk to this house, Lord. They're far gone. Iniquity. Iniquity. Oh, we like to sing it. My iniquity. Well, the last thing God's got to do is subdue. Not forgive it. Even though he's forgiven it 1,000 times, he's come back. He got to subdue it so it don't keep coming back. He's not going to allow iniquity back to the throne of God. No, no. It began there. It'll never get back to you again. It's going to end here. Whose iniquity? Oh, well, no, not that. Yours. It's yours.
Thank you, Father.
You know, for a good part of my life, I'd be traveling around, staying in hotels, motels, and truck. I had nobody dress me up. I had nobody. Then I tried to say to her, I never let nobody do that. I never let nobody do that.
All right.
No. I never let a lot of folks do be like I'm letting you do.
Okay.
I take a lot of flack from you people. The only reason I do it because God says lost sheep. See, this morning I'm dealing with the lost sheep. I got a message for the world out there. They're not going to hear me, just like most of you. No. I could tell you a testimony over and over again, and you just look at it. Oh, we got a tough time coming. Your faith is going to be tried exceedingly. And you won't be sitting in a nice, warm tabernacle. So comfortable. What a beautiful place to pray. My Father's house shall be called. And this is in this house where you call upon the Father. In the summertime it's cool. In the wintertime it's warm. Nice soft cushions. Boy, your lack of understanding is appalling. Your eyes tell me that. There's no look in your eyes saying I understand what he's doing or understand what God's doing. I'm sorry, but there is none in your eyes. There's a...
Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba. Oh,
bless you.
Listen.
Listen. Ah!
Ah!
I don't hear that.
Oh, bless.
Huh. I don't hear that.
Oh, bless.
Well, who are you anyway? Why don't you settle it?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Then we'll go back to the biblical example. Look, you tell me which one.
Men say that I am.
Jesus one day turned around to his disciples, you!
Yes.
And he said to them, whom do... He didn't say what.
Amen.
He didn't say, what do they say that I am?
Oh.
Now we got a question, who and what am I? Who am I and what am I? Come on. Look at someone and say, my God, I never thought like that. He was concerned about whom do men say? Not what do they say, but whom? He's a whom, you know. He's not a what. I wish somebody get excited. Say that I, the Son of Man, am. Never apologize just like you. Well, I heard that fellow say he's a good prophet, or he's good. He's just like Aaron Baxter, or he's like. That's not a bad class.
Thank you.
Whom did they say you are? Well, we're good Christians. We serve the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I look at your faces, and I'm telling you, people, if I could just show you the image that comes out of your face. I'm hoping I can look one day when I look upon their face who have expressed that I've been saved by God's grace. Johnny come lady. Always after you get a chance to dissect a little bit what I say.
Thank you, Lord.
Always. 3 years now, I asked you, Terry, the other day. How long have I been out on probation? I am on probation. I have not hid it from nobody. What have you done? You can go up on the internet and read all my charges. You ought to hear some of the emails I get. You motherfucking child molester. You pedophile. This is the most corrupt. You can't look to news. I mean, that word MF has become a password, a byword for our generation. Women use it. Men use it.
Amen.
Black against black. White against white. Why would a black man call his fellow black man an MF? Why? Why?
Ignorant. Yeah.
Maybe because he's guilty?
Guilt.
Because hardly anybody would tell you why they come up.
Amen.
That is not a term used by white folk. Now they're starting to use it now. That is not a term used by white folk.
No.
You want me to say it again, or did I get it across?
I got it.
That was a term that came out of the black group. Why? Because it's being done.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Glory to God.
Fornicators. Why was the term used? Because it's being done. You fornicators. You blasphemers. You hell raisers. You spiritual prostitutes. Your account was large and growing every day. Now God's taking the magnifying glass and putting it on your account. And then he got a little word at the bottom. He said, it's finished! So excited you can't even run fast.
Glory.
Now that's not what I really wanted to talk about. I had something else. See, I went and printed that out. I couldn't remember the whole song myself. I was laying in bed this morning, and all at once, there was a time on earth within the book of heaven, the old account was settled or standing. I couldn't remember it all, so I went and found it. There it was. Oh, sinner, trust the Lord. Be cleansed of all your sin. For thus he hath provided for you to enter in. And then if you should live 100 years below, down here, up there, you'll not regret it, because it was settled long ago. He knelt down and said, Father, forgive them. Stephen said, lay not this sin to their charge. Boy, you sinners, every time I check your record, it's clean. So clean, you got so much time to go around pick on somebody else's record, don't you? No remorse. We got an arrogant spirit about us. I'm telling you, we really do. That's what I tell you. You, the way you demand things. Well, I don't demand it. No, you take advantage. You take advantage. How much stuff have we bought around here that we wouldn't have had to buy? It's the way you do it. You think this place owes you the kind of life you can live in? Okay. Oh, what? I wash dishes. Yeah, but look at the dishwasher you use. And look who you're washing dishes for. Oh, we got soap there, rinse there.
Hallelujah.
Hot water.
Hallelujah. True. Yes.
20-minute job. I watch some of you. You act like you're really doing something special. I got dishes. Neither were they thankful.
Thankful. My Lord.
But became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened. And turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. I don't need to do anything. I'm free. Yeah, you're free to do the right thing. You're free to serve the Lord. You're not bound by the world or bound by your family or bound by your debt. You're free to serve God. And he whom the Son sets free. Somebody! Well, if it wasn't you, I could hear that preacher, but I know you. Yeah, I know you! And he knows you. And he knows what you need. So he sends you to the prophet. He sends you to me. I laid in my bed again and got to tell him again I need him. I need a bunch of sinners. Your sin. No. It's just because your sins are forgiven. And then bring forth fruit. Meat for repentance. Grumblers, complainers. Do I got to get more specific in this? I can do it. It lets you walk out of that dentist's office yesterday still with a part of the bill. Not paid. Did they ask you how you're going to pay it? If you were doing it on your own and you had to leave a bill, would you have to show them how you're going to pay it? I wonder if the Lord's going to ask you, how are you going to pay for your sin?
Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. Huh? My Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh,
and of course, you sat on that dentist chair 2 days, right? Oh, and that dentist, he never mentioned my name at all.
Thank you, Jesus.
And folks hate when I say this.
Thank you.
See, I helped that dentist get started.
Oh,
I've known him when he began.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to walk in that place and mention my name without him giving you special treatment. You think they'd let her walk out if my name had not been there? She'd have been proof of it. So when she came home yesterday, I knew I still owed her. I could have gave her the rest of the money. I could have done it. I already gave her $500. See, but there's no way I would pay that kind of money. You know why she comes to me? Because she can't pay it.
Hallelujah.
Will you come to Jesus?
Yes.
Huh? Because you can't pay it?
Yes.
And go talk to the paymasters. Before you left, what did he say to you? He's black, ain't he? Rev. See, you don't get it again. There was still a couple hundred dollars owed in that bill. He didn't say pay it. He did not call Rev. I settled it with him. It's already settled. Are you folk ever going to stop it? Are you ever going to give up on your iniquity? You fools. You just a bunch of fools. You know what happened to fools? You know what happened to them? Go to hell. thou fool.
Okay.
That was Abraham talking to the rich man.
Okay.
Thou fool. This night.
Hallelujah.
Thou fool.
Oh, yes,
don't you know you're in the night season?
Amen.
Nights far spent.
Yes, Lord.
Hey.
Yes.
You haven't been told that?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You want to touch me? Go ahead. Want to make a judgment against me? Go ahead. Go ahead.
My Lord.
Your eyes tell me you're doing it.
Oh, God.
Well, I know about this, and I know, but do you know that I know, and you got about you?
That's right. Yes, God. Thank you.
Well, you come to remind me of my sin. Yes, sir. If you see sin in me, it's just God reminding you of sin in you. You see a sin in anybody else, how do you recognize it? How do you know what sin is? I wish somebody say praise the Lord. You hold an account against somebody else. Fools. Fools. Now this is not what I want to talk about. This is what God gave me before I came out. Because I got something else.
Thank you, God.
I can't talk to folks.
Thank you, God.
They don't hear me. I don't hear you. You're not on the radio. Well, will you talk about what's going on in the world? Some years ago, I began to put a statement. Keep your eyes on Jerusalem. And boy, have we been deluded by a smokescreen. While the things that's happening are happening in Jerusalem. Why did I say that? Why did I emphasize that? Because when you see Jerusalem, then I would say to you, when Jesus said that, it was not possible for the entire world to see Jerusalem.
All right, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes.
We poor people, we think we know so much, huh? And we still haven't seen Jerusalem surrounded. But the setting's there. The next 4 days in this country, all the rhetoric is going on and on and on and on. Your destruction is being planned.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Get out of them cities, folk. Get out of Florida. Get out of debt. Stop going to them doctors. Oh, I had Dr. Rhodes. Yeah. But Dr. Rhodes, he'll say this to you. I got to come and see you. I say, why'd you do it?
Okay.
See, he's busy right now. Because, never mind. I'm not going to reach this house, Lord. Prices are going up. Business is not the best. I don't know what to say to them. They don't hear me! Yet they will not hear! Now, I could maybe understand why people out there don't hear me, because sometimes the radio don't come in clear. But what about you? What about you? I hear ya. Yuck.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
know, I've told you people time and time again, when God has spoke to me over the years, I wasn't a very moral man as far as you're concerned. Well, why in the world did he keep on doing what he done? Mine iniquity. Oh, the old... See, he didn't just settle my account. He settled mine long ago. Before I was born, it was settled. Said, your name's already in the book. So rejoice, because your name is written down. How do you know? See, I wrote it there. Oh, but they'll soon forget. It won't be long, they'll forget. I can't tell you how many times he'll, when I'm in my dilemma. I'm not confused. I just really can't understand why God's doing it like this. Come here. I want to show what I do. Come on. All right, button it up. See, now she ain't gonna like this. She thinks I make a... Yes, but that's where her mind goes. You shouldn't do like that in front of all the people.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She ain't... I'll even let her pick. So, now look at this. Go sit down. It's not easy living with me, because I'm a weirdo. I am. But God chose you to live with me, and me to live with you. Wow. Sure didn't know what he was doing, did he?
Thank you, God.
Said, you haven't chosen me.
No.
Said, I chose you. Yeah. Said, I had a big old pile of rotten apples on it, picked you out, and there was even a worm in it. Hey, worm, get out of that apple. I hope you folks don't forget. Because you're so good at that. You're so good at forgetting the goodness of Jesus.
And what he has done for me.
Hold it. Let's update that. When I think
of the goodness of Jesus.
Come on.
And what he has done.
No!
What are you doing?
I said update it! That scripture David Wilkerson brought out the other day about backsliding. Oh my. Hey, God pronounced judgment on them people. They don't remember.
My people are bent. To backsliding.
To backsliding. You are.
Yes, Lord.
You'll walk right out of that door and go right back to where you've been and know you shouldn't be there. And you're backsliding. See, God figured so I can't do that. I told you, if I didn't have this monitor on me, I'd be on my wayfaring. Really? God subduing my iniquity. And then it still gives me so much freedom. I'm free to love you. And you ain't even lovable. You might think you are. Read. Hold it. You started it.
And my people are bent to backslide.
And my people are bent. Leaning toward backsliding.
That's right.
All the time. Read.
Though they called them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him.
Jesus. Wouldn't exalt him. Read.
How shall I give thee up, Ephraim?
But even though I do all of that, I can still can't give thee up. Because God gave them up. But you, he won't give up. Somebody! Somebody touch me! Going to be taken up into heaven. So he went by and anointed a young fellow in his stead.
My Lord. Oh, blessed.
Took his mantle, threw it on a young fellow. Young man was plowing. Boy, is there anybody here that knows this book? Am I the only one that knows what this book says? His name was Elijah and Elisha. And God said to Elijah, you go by and anoint him. He sent me all the way to the Soviet Union years ago to anoint a young man. I found him. I haven't had to go back since. I don't believe that right there. See, many years ago, before I knew hardly any of you, I don't know if I knew any of you. How many of you people were around when I spent 21 days in these grounds fasting? Anybody around at that time? That could be the reason why you don't believe me, huh?
Oh, God. My Lord. Oh, Jesus.
What was I doing? I was in a dilemma.
Oh, yes.
What am I doing today? I'm in a dilemma. I wish I had more proof about the coming of Christ, but all I have is His Word. And that proof should be you and me. But we waver, we shake around. How long ago was that? 40 years? I've been through a mouse of difficulties. My children were gone. Hey, what? Look, I pause for a moment. You may leave. No, you got to sit there to defy me, huh? You ain't going to make me leave. Well, if you don't want to, I don't really want you. But some of you folk are not content with being where God wants you to be.
Oh, Lord.
Grumble, 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 complain, complain, complain. Do I have to, do I have to, do I have to, do I have to, do I have to? We're proud. We're arrogant. We think God owes us this.
Amen.
I gave all my money. I gave up my car. I gave up my life. You want to show that you brought along with you. You people heard me say it at least 100 times or more. God told me there's 3 things.
Yeah.
I am going to do with you in spite of you. He didn't say, he, that was the word. He said, in spite of you. In other words, you don't know how to do it. And you're probably not going to be willing for it to be done. But I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm going to use you.
Yes,
just like you. He said, I'm going to end this thing and I'm going to use you. Through much tribulation, but you will enter into the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to use you. Some of you they might kill. Some they might put in prison. I always loved that verse in Hebrews 11. And others would not accept deliverance. Lord, if you need somebody to go through tribulation, count me in. Why'd you say that? Because you said through much tribulation, I will enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's a narrow way. There's not too many people that God can trust with persecution.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Or tribulation. Not too many.
Oh God. Glory to your name.
He does use a word called few. Few there be that find it. I can't believe you folks keep here. I've been talking now for an hour and still your eyes are still. And I tell you what that is. I tell you what it is. It's lack of understanding. It's a sign of not being a wise servant. The wise will understand. The foolish will not understand. There's the balancing thing. There's being weighed in the balance now. Lean not. Don't lean on that own understanding.
No.
You won't balance the scale.
No.
You won't balance.
No.
Understand God's understanding. He understands. My Jesus knows.
Yes, he knows.
I need. Oh, yes, he knows.
Yes, he knows.
He understands. He understands. He knows all my heartache, my sufferings, my inability. He understands. He understands. He's going to tell you all something. I'm going to be with you even to the end of the world. If I can get you to understand, this is the end. How am I doing, Owen?
I'm active in the
earth,
perfect and an upright man.
Did you
tell that
to your wife lately?
Perfect and upright.
Keep telling her. She agree with you? Okay.
Praise
God. How many of you all agree with me? What agree with Christ but Lila? Come on. We got to agree.
Yes.
At least two of us.
Amen.
the bride and the spirit.
Amen.
We got to get some agreement here.
Amen.
For wherever to agree.
Yes.
On earth. So we need the bride and the spirit to agree. Come on, Lord Jesus. We're not in agreement. Look what the church world does in America. Look what around the world. No two denominations are in agreement. They don't agree in doctrine. They don't agree in worship. I know you folks don't watch the news too much, but you got them little phones. You can read about what's going on in Washington on them phones. Yeah, you can, and you do.
Amen.
Mr. Trump don't even have to stay in office to be the man of sin. His power as the Antichrist is worldwide. The Antichrist is going to rule the world before Jesus comes to rule the world.
Hallelujah.
He's your reign or rule over all the earth. And Satan is saying, look, come on! How much of the spirit of Antichrist rule your life?
Right.
Why you weren't here? Almost everything you do. I went to the Soviet Union. I didn't know how to go because, first of all, I didn't have much money. Is there anybody? Oh, my God. Sister Patea, how much was the mail yesterday?
$8,000.
We all say that's 2 days' mail.
$1,000?
They had to pay half that for her. What about your comforts?
Glory.
Huh?
Glory.
One fellow said to me, well, if you didn't have it, you couldn't do it. Isn't that amazing? If I didn't have it, I couldn't do it. But what is amazing, I have it.
Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
They won't budge, God willing.
Yeah,
they will. They're going to weep for all the misery they caused you. They're going to weep.
Hallelujah.
Now, there's either something going on in the world today, and we just don't know it. We don't really care. We're only concerned with what's happening to me. And you live in such luxury.
Yeah.
And if you don't, it's your own fault. The snares you got in with the world is your doings. For instance, most of your marriages, you got to go let the world give you a license to legitimize your marriage. God don't need that. Because you got a marriage license, you're married? Or drive your car? Or pay your... We don't depend on the light company. Or the water company. We had to depend on Goodwill. Or Walmart. Or Sears and Roebuck. You know what Dr. Rhodes said to me when I called him about her going down? Because I called him, I said, I'm sending one of my folk down. He said, okay. He said, I want to come out there and see you. He showed me that many times. I said, I wish you would. He said, well, I'll be out there soon. I said, I may not be around. Oh, you folk out there don't realize that I'm not going to be around much longer.
All right.
Oh, it won't be long, you dummies.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. The apostle Paul said, I ain't going to be around much longer.
Not
the prophets let him know I ain't going to be here that much longer. Jesus, I'm going. Jesus, I'm going to go away. This ministry is going to end, and the eternal kingdom is going to begin. Father, I want to sustain this place. I'm going to a place that is self-sustaining. Oh, oh boy. God sent me to China, and you know the story. I got in when they told me I couldn't get in. See, I'm not going to go to hell with you. If you folk don't want to remember that. I went all the way over there. I went to the open doors that were supposed to help me. The young man said, Brother Stair, we cannot send you into China. I said, man, why? Because I can't. He said, we send people in all every week. So the last two we sent into the open city. Shanghai, was it? The northern part of China. Name a city for me, somebody, please. No, that's the capital city. Shanghai. That always was an open door. I didn't know that. Thank God damn this house. It's willingly ignorant. Shanghai has always been an open door to get into China. I just told you. Jesus Christ has been an open door for you to get into the kingdom. Not Jerusalem. He's the new Jerusalem. They said to me, we said, we just tried to send two men through Shanghai. Said they killed them. You know, Chinese again are cracking down on the church again? Don't you know our United States government and world is cracking down on the church again? Don't you know they've already got some law that says you can't assemble like this? I didn't know that. Get it away. Hey, why don't you folk, when you walk out that door, just keep on going? I got some money. I'll give it to you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I mean it. Do I got to go through another week with this damn bunch of folks sitting here? Oh, you're out browbeating them. Browbeating you. If I could, I'd cut your head right off. And that wicked heart of all unbelief. An evil heart of unbelief. Now, I'm sure you don't know why I'm talking about this, but God didn't tell me to go to Russia. Well, I didn't know how to do it. At that time, it was the Soviet Union. I said, at that time, it was the Soviet Union. I said, at that time, it was the Soviet Union. I went to every place I knew to help me. But on top of that, Teresa was big with child. What's wrong with you folk? She was 8.5 months pregnant. And God told me to go in the month of August. Why? I don't know why, although I do know why, because it was timely. Just like he sent his son at the right time. Just like he's sending this preacher here at the right time. Just like he got you here so you can testify at the right time. What's your testimony? It's the time. it's only backed up by the way you live.
Amen.
Last time.
Amen.
You're not. Oh, we're not making plans for. Are we?
Glory to God.
It was down there on that piece of ground, right behind that shed over there. You go out here and walk down the back road. There's a shed out there. That's where we used to bring in the little goats. That was made as a birthing shed. I can't. This is amazing. I say something just so simple. Is it my speech not clear enough? Is that it? Yeah, right to the shed. When God told me to go, there was nobody in these grounds. We had one trailer. So I came up here. We used to call it shut-in.
Hallelujah.
I stayed in that trailer. That's the time I walked every part of the ground. But my biggest concern was, what do I do about Russia? I knew I had to go. I knew what time I had to go. But then what about my wife? So now I'm in a dilemma now again. What am I going to do about my wife? Huh? Come on. I'm going to make a trip here pretty soon. I've already determined. Because she told me straight out, I'm not going to go to see the Pope with you. Okay, good. Now I'm free.
Jesus.
You're still not with me. When I went to the Soviet Union, I came back, and I started to tell people what God told me. He showed me that I wouldn't have to worry about the Soviet Union because there would be a young man there who would have the spirit of Elijah on him, and he would minister to the small group of people. I don't know where we get the idea that the church is so big. Just a few in any place. What's wrong with you folk? The strength is in the few, not the many. Yeah, okay. I hear him talking to me right there. Still got too many. Still too many sitting there questioning, uncertain, don't know what's going on. Too many are presumptuous, self-willed. Still put their own will in front of everything else. You're not guilty, are you? Holy Spirit's kind of faithful. I can see him putting his finger on you. You still don't know what I'm talking about this, do you? When I came back from the Soviet Union, I then added something else to the trip. Dennis, what was it? Andrew, what was it? Timothy, what was it? He said to me, I will begin to come to pass the 37th, the 38th, and the 39th chapters of Ezekiel. I will begin. Now, in that three chapter is the one called dry bones. That's the restoration of all things. But to get there, you got to take it through the other two.
Thank you, Father.
He didn't say, I would bring it to pass. He said, I'll begin to lay the groundwork. And I spoke about, came out the thunders, came out the ram and the goat.
Amen. Amen.
And just recently, something took place that's beginning to show you. Ready about that? Right there. Where? The timepiece of God for the last of the last day. I happened upon an article about the drying up of the river, as you have pointed out to us many times. Revelation 16:12. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. The river Euphrates begins in Turkey. That's where it all begins. As it gets down into Iraq, it breaks into branches. But it runs all the way from Turkey, all the way down to almost to Ethiopia. The Middle East. I told you that that was the place of the landmass in the time of the Garden of Eden. I will repeat, all that land was the Garden of Eden. From Turkey to Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Israel, down as far as Ethiopia. Isn't it remarkable how Jesus had an Ethiopian help him carry the cross? Hey, you black folk, Ethiopians, you don't know that. I've had people argue with me. He was a black man. Yeah. Hey!
Yes, Lord.
Aren't you black folk blessed? You can help carry the cross.
Yes.
Hello?
Hallelujah.
And you have to be proud. That old fellow, he humbled himself to carry that cross. And if you don't know how to humble yourself?
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. And the water thereof was dried up. Now, the reason why the person wrote this article, because just a few days ago, the capital of Turkey started to talk about how the rivers are drying up. I just told you. There's a big fight going on about water of those countries that, because most of them got their water supply from the river Euphrates. What this got to do with Trump and America and the United States? It has everything to do with diversion. Remember, the Antichrist is going to be a deceiver.
Right.
And if you're going to deceive, you just, when he came the first time, he deceived the Jews, didn't he? Did he?
Yeah.
They're not worried about deceiving the Muslims. The Muslim ain't going to be deceived. The Muslims join with and say, Jesus, the same Christ we got. No, he's not. No, your Muslim God is not the God of the Bible. Oh. Your Jewish God is not the God of the Bible. Your Baptist God is not the God of the Bible. And you were told not to have any other God before the great I Am. He's the only God. I am that I am. I'm the only God there is. Well, that's kind of narrow, brother. It sure is. Sure it's narrow. Come on, shut my mouth, Satan. Come on. You're railing me all the times. Every day. God's going to shut your mouth. 20 years they've been telling me that. Shut my mouth, God. What happened to my good friend Link? Or Stan? Rollins, God's going to shut my mouth.
Oh my God.
I'm alive, folks. Are you alive, baby? I'm alive. I'm alive. God has kept me alive. Wounded, left for dead. You think I'm going to frustrate God's grace?
No, not
you can if you want to, but I ain't going to do it. two things struck me. 45 days for Istanbul, which is the capital of Turkey. And the date when they wrote about their water supply drying up. God damn these folk. Can I sit down, Lord? They're going to kill me with their looks. You ever try to make a child understand what you're doing for their best? And they, why, you old jailbird? You old rapist? I don't understand how God can use you. Then you don't know God. I don't know how God can save you. They don't know God. Because the old account was settled long ago. Long before you were born, Sister Burgess, he heard you say, Jesus, save me, lest I perish. When they heard about the River Euphrates and the shortage of water, it's in the news. Don't say it's not there. There's a water shortage. And in Turkey, they're about to run out their water for the whole country. And that's where the River Euphrates and the River Ulyla, they flow together and they flow. I'm telling you, there are reports about even Ethiopia at the other end of it. Because they see each country had put up dams. The dams are low. When the hell are you folk going to get a spirit of understanding? Your eyes was glassed right over. You will drink your water with carefulness. An end time prophecy. A water shortage or contaminated water. They don't even recommend you drink the bottled water.
That's right. It's worse.
Hey! Yeah. Wake up! Yeah. What? Spring water. That's the only, because they put that name on it.
That's right, amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes.
Anybody knows that Del Monte corn is better than Everybody knows that McDonald's hamburger is better than Burger King's. Everybody knows that. They put their name on it. Everybody knows that the Baptist church is better than the Methodist because they put their name on it. See, they know the power of the name. Yeah. Everybody knows God's church because he put his name on it. Yeah. Yeah. A name above every name.
Yeah.
Not in the name of Allah.
No.
Or Yash, or Jesus.
Jesus.
Or no, Jesus.
J-E-S-U-S.
At the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yahweh.
No. Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory.
Jesus.
Not the Hindu gods.
No.
Jesus.
God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. But at the name of Jesus. 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 And whosoever shall call upon the name Jesus. Two things struck me 45 days for Istanbul and the and the date, 110 days, that the major mayor of the capital, Ankara, put on when the city would be dry. 110 days. I was inquisitive. What a word. How many of you folk are inquisitive? Go ahead, inquire about me. Go ahead. Get inquisitive. I went down to work, keep talking like that. To see what date that was projected for. So I put the date of the article, 1/13/21, into the date calculator and added on 110 days. The date projected for the drying up of the river landed on May 3rd, 2021, your 88th birthday. Now that don't mean much to anybody. There's not too many folks that want to recognize Jesus' birth. Huh? You know, when I say to you folks, I was born in Bethlehem. Where was Jesus born?
Bethlehem.
Remarkable. And I was born on Fire Lane. Fire Lane. Oh, that's just a coincidence. No, God don't have no coincidences. It's no coincidence that you're here. It's God's will that you're here. It's no coincidence that you and I work together for the kingdom. It's God's will. So teach us to number our days, Lord. Ezekiel 38. 38? You will see begin to come to pass. Ezekiel 37, 38, and 39. You begin. We're past the beginning. Almost 40 years ago. My daughter's 40 years old, I think. Take her with you. So I took Teresa with me. The only inside her belly. And from the moment I stepped off the plane, because Teresa had a big belly, the Soviet Union guards, the travel agency, gave me special.
Amen.
Not because of me, because of Teresa.
Right.
And you see, Teresa's the type of the bride of Christ who's great with child.
Amen.
And God's going to give
it.
We're going to bring forth that man child.
Amen.
We're going to get all bent out of shape. And I even told you that. They gave us special treatment. We went to three major cities.
Hallelujah.
They organized the whole trip on planes, on buses. And everywhere they went, they would give me special treatment because of Teresa. Great with child. So this whole world's gonna give me some special treatment. Because this bride of Christ, who's great with child, gonna bring forth that man child. We're gonna rule the whole world. Ain't that something? I do pretty good for not being a theologian. And the Lord Jesus Christ shall be revealed from heaven. Flaming fire, taking vengeance, taking control, ruling the whole world, and we're going to rule and reign with him. Somebody, somewhere.
Thank you, Father.
Son of man. Set thy face against Gog in the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech, Tubal,
in prophecy against him, be against him. And there's another part here, and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold,
Lord,
I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal.
Lord,
I will turn thee back,
Lord,
put hooks in thy jaws.
Yes, Lord.
I will bring thee forth,
yes,
and all thy armies,
yes,
horses and horsemen, all of them,
yes,
clothed with all sorts of atomic bombs,
yes,
weapons of warfare,
yes, yes.
Even a great company with buckets and shields,
yes, yes,
all of them having swords. Persia, Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, with them, all of them with shield and helmet, and Gomer, Germany. We just misuse the scriptures.
Glory,
oh, none of these things move me. If the thing that's happening, they don't move you,
my Lord,
you're in bad shape.
Amen.
You need to be moved.
Yes.
You know why? Because the move is on mine.
The move is on, my Lord, the move is on.
Move on, brother. Move on. Get out of my way. Either move or I'm going to run right past you. Move on, brother. Move on, sister. This is the moving day. Move a little closer. Are they ashamed? Nope.
Oh, bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
What's God talking about when he says, are they ashamed? Aren't you ashamed the way you're receiving this?
My Lord.
Aren't you ashamed the way you react to this profound end time, last time message? Aren't you ashamed?
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Glory.
You don't look it.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, God. You're part of that crowd hollering, Hosanna, Hosanna. And now you cry away with them.
Oh,
and how else am I supposed to put that except bring it to this right here? Present day Simeon. Waiting for the consolation of Israel. A man full of the Holy Ghost. I know this is true, God.
Hallelujah.
But there might be one in a billion who will recognize this is a man full.
Hallelujah.
And if you would do it, I would have to say it.
All right. Hallelujah. Lord.
But your reaction is telling people he's not full of the Holy Ghost.
My Lord.
Holy Ghost wouldn't do that.
Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Now, my answer to you is, how do you know what the Holy Ghost would do if you don't know the Holy Ghost?
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
And how do you know what the Holy Ghost do? In better words.
That's right. Amen. Glory. Glory. Thank you, Father.
what you need to do, you need to examine yourself and see whether you're still in the faith that was once delivered to you.
Amen.
That faith that brought you to the prophet, to each other, without questioning.
Hallelujah.
You didn't question each other.
Lord.
You didn't question me. And you weren't questioning God.
Amen.
You
came.
Hallelujah. And now you cast it away. Well, things have changed. Yeah, but God don't change.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I remember the first time I came and stood in this pulpit.
Lord.
And I'd done something that I told you that God never asked none of you. That I want you to confess your sins. And then he told me which specific sins to confess. He didn't say, go in and tell them I committed adultery. You're all guilty of that. But he said, you tell them who you committed adultery with. And I did it. Yeah. I did it.
Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Then I had to come back in the pulpit that night. What, that morning when I did that, all the guys were here, and they all come running down to me, and we forgive you, we forgive you, we forgive you, we forgive you.
Lord.
You still won't buy it, will you?
Lord.
Why don't you look at your brother and sister and say, I forgive her for sinning against me.
Right.
I know you talked and thought evil about me time. Yeah, I know you. I know you didn't treat me like you, but I forgive you. I forgive you.
I forgive you.
You know why I forgive you? Because I need your forgiveness.
Amen.
I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you for popping off that crazy thing. I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you, Terry, for not showing up. I forgive you. See, people say, you got to forgive, and I'll tell you, come on, people. That is so easy to do. But for you to be forgiven, you've got to confess your need of forgiveness.
Yes.
And then that confession should start working on you. So you can work out your salvation that you got because of your confession. Well, you sure dressed up here. Where'd you get all them clothes at?
Clothing
room. God, we need to advertise our Walmart.
Lord.
Where'd this come from? Clothing room. I never would have picked it out, you know. I probably wouldn't have picked you either. But I know the one who did. As he was picking me out, he was picking you out. We're laying right next to each other in the same mud hole. And Jesus brought me out. See, though God told me that, said, I will begin to bring to pass. And believe me, keep your eyes on Jerusalem. You are going to see Jerusalem, and they will be peacekeeping forces. And it could begin right here this week in America. The old trumpet's blowing. I keep trying to tell you, unique here, we have a president named Trump. And I keep telling you, last Trump. His days of tooting are about over. You hear the news. See, that thing was planned. Even by some of our own senators. They had a hangman's noose out there to kill. The hangman's the vice president.
Amen.
the last report I heard, it had been there just 2 seconds before that it got them. I didn't know that. Because Mr. Trump got up and said, it don't look like Mr. President, Vice President, going to do. See, he was asking him to break the law. He was wanting Mr. Pence to get up in the Congress and nullify the electoral thing. I can't believe you people. You don't know what's going on, do you? Do you? A political upheaval in Washington, D.C. that will make Watergate look like a picnic, which will bring about the destruction of our nation. Oh, United States, you have been exalted above the stars. Stars? Stars? No prophecy about that? Babylon, is it? Nobody read the scripture about a nation being exalted above the stars. Everybody wait for somebody else. I'd look up the word exalted. That's what I would do. Oh, by the way, I haven't got no call this morning. Wonderful. I don't hear you. Well, I hope you hear me now.
Hallelujah.
If you're not hearing me, then you are part of that bunch that God says, I've not given them ears to hear. Because the ones that hear have had ears given to them by God. And if you don't hear, then God says, I've given them ears that they don't hear. God done that? Hello? Will you hold on just a moment?
Sure.
I want you to hear something,
okay?
Who's this call?
John.
You hear that? You hear that? Who's calling, saints?
Sister Johnson!
You hear that? God bless you too. I know that. May the Lord strengthen this trying time. She's crying. Huh? You want to read it?
The vision of Obadiah. Thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. Thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy neck
by the way,
the
yeah.
stars.
United States. Bird.
Hey!
Answer me!
Eagle.
And what's on our flag? Stars! My God! What's wrong with you, folk? What's on the president's emblem? The eagle! Satan knows God said they will mount up on wings as eagles.
Amen.
Are you folk ever... You're not going to make it, people, unless you better do something about it. You're just hard. Hard. You don't take a genius to realize about the eagle's wings being plucked. And a man stands on the ground like a man. We're a nation of human rights. I got a light. You Americans. You're shocked. You're shocked. Shocked. I got a right to protest. I got a right to advance on the Capitol. I got a right to kill a president. I got a right to... I got a right... Somebody, you better sober up, so... Shall we stand? I've had enough of it. May God go with you. Have mercy upon your unrepentant soul. Why? He said, no, son, that one took place because you prayed. And I still believe those words ring in my ear today, that God answers the prayer of a righteous man. And my righteousness is in Christ, not any works that I have done, but in Him. And it's in Him I live and move and have my being. 80 years old, just about, reaching the entire world, touching the hearts of the holy remnant of God's people around the world, in every nation, every day. Be encouraged, saints. Hold fast, stand true. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Come, Lord Jesus, come.
And my brother, I thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for you.